This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2023 Sagittarius Full Moon. The full moon takes place on June 3rd, 2023 at 8:41 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, on June 4th, 2023 at 3:41 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 13 degrees Gemini, 17 minutes, 13 degrees Sagittarius, 17 minutes. Boundless as the sky, boundless as the great outdoors, boundless as a scholar's curiosity, boundless as a wildfire. Such is the scope of emotions and dramas blazing under the Sagittarius full moon. Sagittarius is generally a philosophical yet fun-loving sign, more inclined to theorize and laugh and run away than express or admit to feelings. The sign's ruler, Jupiter, encourages going over the top, but this moon doesn't need Jupiter's help. The lineup gives plenty of co-conspirators in that regard. Ironically, it's Jupiter that is contributing stability to this event. The over-the-top passions come from a wide grand trine in fire, from the moon to Mars in Leo and Chiron in Aries. Mars, the cosmic first responder and ruler of our drive, delivers the motivation and courage to push ourselves forward and extend our protection to others. He has enhanced philosophical fighter potential from a conjunction to the asteroid Pallas. She's exactly trine both the moon and Chiron and contributes strategy in playing the long game. Chiron, in the sign ruled by Mars, inflames the lineup with impulsive anger, aggression, and wounded or toxic masculinity. Fiery passions run from one point of the trine to the other, stoking dramas into roaring fires, sparking reacting from wounded places, and encouraging fighting for our beliefs, politics, anyone, taking a big picture approach, and bolting. The fire is subject to a tempering influence, the grounding cord that is the Gemini Sun. Opposite the moon and sextile to Mars and Chiron, it is diffusing or defusing them through the mind, through words, and through a multiplicity of perspectives and possibilities. Partnerships and agreements waft through the chatter via the sun's conjunction to the asteroid Juno, protector of marriage and contracts. Practical considerations, especially financial, have sway, too, with the moon's in conjunct to Mercury and Uranus in Taurus. That link calls for adjustments in escalating emotions, as well as in what we're thinking and communicating. Pulled in by his proximity to Mercury, Uranus is shooting startling innovative concepts into the equation, but he and they are not as disruptive as they have been for much of the recent past. The cosmic agent of radical change is no longer dancing tightly with the full moon as he did from September through April. We're in the aftermath, with thinking and perspectives freed from earlier constraints and awakening to possibilities that fit new conditions. Jupiter is also reigning in the moon fire with awareness of real-world impact and enlisting the fire for real-world expansion. The great benefactor is only 2 weeks into the earthy, resource-oriented sign of Taurus. Instead of lolling about in nature, it's forcibly tilling the soil for our future. Jupiter is firmly planted in fertile terrain that's fated to flourish, shown by the planet's conjunction to the North Node. That pair and the ground they occupy are getting worked over by two forces of action, coming at the earthbound pair in aspects that themselves demand action. Jupiter and the Node are the focus of a T-square from Mars in Leo and Pluto in Aquarius, pitting individual expression against communal evolution. and forcing focused but exponential growth in money and physical resources, comfort, and pleasures. As the ground of the future is being tilled, it also has access to water, which could work its way deep below the surface. Jupiter and the North Node are sextile Saturn in Pisces, offering the potential for dampening the fire, accented by the moon's wide square to Saturn, and softening material issues with maturity, compassion, and guidance from a higher source. The bottom line? Even in good time Sagittarius, emotional flare-ups are likely. Fighting over beliefs is likely. Aggression is likely. Lots and lots of thinking and talking are likely, with plenty of swaying this way and that. Ultimately, the important focus is not the world of ideas and beliefs, but tangible terra firma. What do you value? What are you building? What do the flare-ups show you about that? Are you fighting for the sake of fighting? Any battles you want to step away from? A burning ritual might just be in order to help clear out the clutter. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly forecasts, sign up for my mailing list, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook on the page Empowerment Unlimited and in the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.